Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will use this city as a tool of witness in the lives of those who are struggling to live godly for you. I pray that it will bring deliverance and set the captive free. Lord, as it goes beyond the prison walls, the highway and byways, that it will compel those to come unto you. Lord, those that are struggling, that they'll begin to live victoriously. And Lord, when that race is over and it is all finished, Lord, they can come unto you and you will say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. I'm not going to prolong the time. I want to give honor today to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because somebody knows who he is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And if you don't know, hallelujah, we're going to introduce him on today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God because he came and died for all of us. Hallelujah. So I give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I give honor to my husband in his absence, Frederick McDonald Merriweather Sr., hallelujah. And I call his name, hallelujah, because he's a great man of God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I was feeling so tired today, hallelujah. I still have jet lag after a whole week, hallelujah. Glory to God. And he said, dear, what's wrong, hallelujah. And I said, just put your hands on me and pray, hallelujah. And I thank and praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Because it hadn't always been this way, hallelujah. Glory be to God, hallelujah. I want to give honor to my pastor, Bishop Haynes, hallelujah. Glory to God, a great man of God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. He talked about the breath last week, hallelujah. And we need it, hallelujah, to blow on us, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Somebody, hallelujah, hadn't been filled yet in this place, hallelujah. But you're missing out, hallelujah, on the greatest gift of all, hallelujah. Glory to God. I said it's the greatest gift of all, hallelujah. Glory to God. I can see the preachers already, hallelujah, writing down my topic, hallelujah. Go ahead and have it. Hallelujah, because I'll come back and put another spin on it, but he's the greatest gift of all, hallelujah, and you need him for yourself, hallelujah. I thank and praise the Lord for my bishop, hallelujah. He's been a good bishop, hallelujah, and our first lady, hallelujah, I glorify God for her, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. He knew just who to put together, hallelujah, for me, hallelujah, so that I could get myself right with God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, and I want to give honor to my sisters, hallelujah, and brothers in the gospel, hallelujah. Some of y'all in here are my big brother, hallelujah, and I look up to you, hallelujah, and I thank and praise the Lord for that prayer that was prayed this morning to open up the service, hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for praying men and women in the house of God. We need that today, hallelujah. Glory to God. I honor you, hallelujah. Every child, hallelujah. Every young person, hallelujah. I honor you, hallelujah, because you're great in the kingdom of God, hallelujah. Glory be to God. And one of these days, hallelujah, they're going to show us how to praise God in this place, hallelujah. Glory to God, because we done got too tired, hallelujah, too dignified and too cute, hallelujah, to give God the praise that he deserves, hallelujah. So I give God a praise for the young people, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just tell them to keep up with you, hallelujah, if you can, hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe that with all that's within me. And I thank and praise God for our YouTube, our Facebook, our Anchor, our CD ministry, everybody that hears us, hallelujah. To my mother who listens all the time, hallelujah. I thank God, hallelujah, for those in Germany, hallelujah. My friends, hallelujah. I thank God for my daughter being here, Latasha, hallelujah. I give God a praise, hallelujah, because God knows how, hallelujah, to build us up, hallelujah, when we've been torn down, hallelujah. You know and I know that we've been hiding some things, hallelujah, from the world, hallelujah, but we can't hide it from God. And I praise God today. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. The scripture's coming from John 8, 1 through 12 today, and Romans 3, 23. Hallelujah. And I know you studied it in Sunday school. Hallelujah. I heard somebody in here screaming. They done started talking and the tempo and the voice went up. Hallelujah. So you know what that meant. Hallelujah. I got it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But this is what you learned in Sunday school. John 8, 1 through 12. Hallelujah. Reads as follows. Jesus went into the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple. And all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what saith thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. Again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Have no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for being with us in this place. Lord, we owe you everything. And Lord, we just desire you, Lord, today. Father, we ask you to forgive us for anything we have done or said, Lord God. Any actions, any reactions, Lord, that, Lord God, could bring shame, Lord God, to who we are in you. Anything that could be a hindrance, God, for you, Lord God, to receive us into your kingdom, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch every son and every daughter that walk through the doors. You know what they stand in need of, Lord. Lord, even today as the request came forth, God, for any petitions, Lord, that we wanted you to pray for, Lord. Lord, there were some that kept them back, Lord. But, Lord, you know every need. And on today, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you meet mine, Lord. Be with me and stand up, oh God, and speak and use me as your vessel. Lord, preach and teach to us, Lord God, that we may know you, Lord, in a greater way. And, Lord, that we might serve you fully and totally in Jesus' name. As you take your seat, I want you to put your hands together in the name of Jesus. The title of this message is Get Right, Church, and Let's Go Home. Go and sin no more. Hallelujah. When I was reading the Sunday school lesson, that stuck out to me about this woman. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But I want to remind us who these Pharisees and scribes were. The Pharisees were an important Jewish sect at the time of Jesus and was devoted to exact observance of the Jewish religion. The scribes, as defined by Lexicon Bible Dictionary, were someone employed for his ability to read and write. In Jesus' time, the scribes were experts in the teachings of Moses and taught the people. And as we read the New Testament, we find that when they taught, they did not teach with authority and power. And they felt free to rearrange the word order. At other times, the scribes may have altered the text to clarify difficult passages. On this day in our text, the teachers of the law brought this woman to Jesus. And when they had set the woman in the midst, they said to Jesus, "Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act, and Moses in the law commanded us that she should be stoned, but what say you?" And saints, I don't know about you, but as I read that, hallelujah, I think about they brought the woman, but where was the man? And I begin to say, but it takes two to tangle. Hallelujah. Where was the man? In this day, hallelujah, we still see these teachers questioning Jesus. But my question is, do you really want to know what Jesus has to say? Thank you, Lord. We question him sometimes, hallelujah, but it's because he didn't do what we wanted him to do. But do you really want to know what Jesus has to say? Instead of Jesus answering the Pharisees and the scribes, he stooped down and he began to write on the ground with his finger. And he acted like he did not hear what they were saying. And I don't know how you handle things, hallelujah, when you've asked somebody something and they just walk away and act like you didn't say a word. Or they turn around or they just start doing whatever they were doing before you asked the question. But in my mind, they weren't too dignified about it because the word said they kept on asking, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. They wanted, hallelujah, to force him to answer them because the crowd was watching. They wanted to build themselves up and tear Jesus down. They wanted to trap him. They wanted to discredit him because of the way he had taught and healed in the temple. And I want to talk about this temple because Jesus a lot of times came to the temple to teach. And as we begin to read, hallelujah, we find that everything that Jesus did, he did with purpose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So they told him, hallelujah, they had already knew what Moses said. Yet when they told Jesus, they removed a word. And they wanted to know what Jesus would say about this adultery and punishment. And for you and I, sometimes we're tested. Not, hallelujah, for what we know, but for what we don't know. Hallelujah. But Jesus kept on writing on the ground. The law of Moses outlined adultery in Deuteronomy 22, that adultery is engaging in sexual activity outside the bounds of marriage relationship. But it applied to both the man and the woman. Adultery was based on the woman's marital status, not the man's. It was considered rape if the woman cried out for help, in which case the man alone would be guilty. It was if the woman was not engaged to be married, then they were guilty of fornication and the man would have to marry the woman. Thank you, Lord. The punishment for adultery based on the Old Testament law was death by stoning for both the man and the woman. And yet in the scriptures, the scribes and the Pharisees brought the woman. They weren't interested really in her sin as much as they were interested in Jesus, discrediting him. Because he'd already told the world, hallelujah, all those that were around him that were listening, that the scribes and Pharisees only did things to be seen. When they prayed, they made long prayers to be heard from the people. In other words, their hearts weren't in it. They were adorning the outside, but the inside was empty. And they wanted to discredit Jesus. And we know that whenever Jesus walked into the room, hallelujah, things changed, hallelujah. And in my spiritual eye, hallelujah, I just believe that Jesus kept coming to that temple day after day, waiting for this woman to enter in, waiting for her, hallelujah, to be caught in the trap of the scribes and the Pharisees so that they could put her on display. Show the world, hallelujah, how wrong she was. Show the world how, hallelujah, impure she was. Show the world that she deserved to be killed, hallelujah, for her sin. And we know that the sin of adultery and fornication, hallelujah, it's a sin against our own bodies, hallelujah. And it's a sin against our God, hallelujah. It's the only sin like that, hallelujah. You can put your hands on it and touch it, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But the woman, hallelujah, was brought to Jesus alone. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. It was no secret how Jesus felt about adultery. Matthew 5, 27 through 28, Jesus said, "Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." The topic again is get right, church, and let's go home. Go and sin no more. And I know when we talk about adultery, it's not a pleasant topic to talk about. Fornication is not a pleasant topic to talk about. Because I'll raise my hand, I've been there myself, hallelujah. But how many know that when we ask the Lord to forgive us, when we change and turn around, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. When we turn around, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He washes us clean. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I can remember when I was dating my husband, hallelujah, committing fornication. And I began to read in the word how the word said it's better to marry than to burn. And I, hallelujah, loved the Lord. And I was praying all the time and studying the word of God. But I was still doing things that were displeasing to God. And even as I stand here today, hallelujah, I can guarantee you that God's going to show me something else, hallelujah, that I have to get right, hallelujah, with God. And so I went to my boyfriend and I said, "Look, we can't do this any longer." I said, "The Bible says that it's better to marry than to burn." And the next thing I knew, I had a ring on my finger, hallelujah. Glory be to God. One of my first ladies said, "No ringy, no thingy," hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, hallelujah. Why? Because, hallelujah, I deserve better, hallelujah. He deserved better, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because we have to stand on the things that we believe in, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I said, it's time to get right, church, so we can go home. Because the Lord has prepared a place for us, hallelujah, that where he is, we can be, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's made a home for us. He has a mansion in store for us, hallelujah. And after all we've been through, hallelujah, it's time for us to get ready to go home, hallelujah. To go and sin no more, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Pray for me, hallelujah. Glory be to God, hallelujah, because I need it today, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. So they continued asking Jesus, and as they continued, he lifted himself up, because you know he's wise like that. And Jesus said, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone." See, Jesus was without sin, but he didn't come to condemn the world. He came to save it. He came to save his daughters. He came to save his sons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said marriage, hallelujah, is a covenant. And you and I are married to the Lord. We're his bride. Hallelujah. We deserve better, hallelujah. And he came to give his best to us, hallelujah. And so as Jesus said that to them, they still stood there, but nobody said a word. And then they started tipping out the door. In the church, they were the ones that were supposed to be teaching the people that were around. But the teachers began to tip out the door. And the scripture said they started from the eldest to the youngest. And when he was left alone with the woman, Jesus, he looked up at her and he said, "Woman," he said, "where are thine accusers?" And there was nobody else left. She said, this is what gets me. Words have power. She said, "No man, comma, Lord. No man, Lord." That means she connected with him while she was standing there in silence. Because she never uttered a word. She never tried to defend herself. She didn't say, you know, well, how would they know? Because it was a secret location that only he and I knew about. How did they know to find me, Jesus? She never said, but when they came to get me, they let the man go. And the law said that we're both supposed to be stoned. She never said, she never cried and said, please don't kill me, because she knew she deserved it. Punishment for sin is death. Not just adultery, but sin, any sin. It just happens to be that this one was one that defiled the body and the covenant with your God. Thank you, Lord. But all sin, hallelujah, leads to death. And so I can imagine in my mind that as she stood there in silence, that she felt so ashamed, so guilty, so alone, you know, and all her hope was gone. But I believe that she was crying out on the inside to her God. And so she said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I. Go and sin no more." Hallelujah. Go and sin no more. We know where we stand with God. Hallelujah. We know the things that we need to change. Hallelujah. And sometimes people, hallelujah, along the way, will try to shine the spotlight on our sins, hallelujah, and forget about their own, hallelujah. The scripture says, hallelujah, that they'll try to take the beam, the mote out of your eye when there's a beam in theirs, hallelujah. You got a little problem, hallelujah, a little splinter, hallelujah, but they can't see themselves, hallelujah. Glory be to God. But God, hallelujah, while he was still writing on the dirt, hallelujah, that same dirt that he formed man with, hallelujah, I don't know what he wrote on the dirt, hallelujah. All I know is that is when he spoke, hallelujah, oh, he who is without sin, let him cast the first stone, hallelujah. It brought conviction, hallelujah. And a lot of times we're sitting here in the middle of a crowd, hallelujah. But just like this woman, hallelujah, she still had those, hallelujah, that they were teaching in the room, hallelujah, looking at Jesus, hallelujah. But to her and Jesus, it was just the two of them in the room, hallelujah. And we have to get to a point, hallelujah, that no matter who's in the room, hallelujah, we're gonna have a relationship with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I don't just want, hallelujah, from God what I want, hallelujah. I want what he wants to give me, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to walk like he wants me to walk, hallelujah, and talk the way he wants me to, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Everything that Jesus did, hallelujah, he did with purpose, hallelujah. There was nothing he did that did not have a purpose, hallelujah, and you and I were created for purpose, hallelujah. What I love, hallelujah, is that he went up to the mountain, hallelujah, to pray, hallelujah. He went there before he ministered, hallelujah. When he got finished, he went back and he ministered, hallelujah. And what, hallelujah, glory be to God. What a shame it would be, hallelujah, for him to come and die for you and I, hallelujah, to give his own life for us, hallelujah, so that we could be forgiven, hallelujah, of our sins, hallelujah. And then we turn around and miss heaven, hallelujah. The home that he prepared for me, hallelujah. The home that he prepared for you, hallelujah. All glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just like he went, hallelujah, to the temple and waited for her, hallelujah. On last week, we talked about, hallelujah, how he went into a house, hallelujah, glory to God, and the man, hallelujah, hallelujah, that was laying on his bed, hallelujah, was carried by his friends, hallelujah. He was there at that house for him, hallelujah. Just like he went, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, to the well, hallelujah, that nobody else would go to, hallelujah. When the Samaritan woman was there, he went there for her, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, he did it on purpose. And this morning, hallelujah, if you feel the presence of God, I want to let you know that he came here for us today, hallelujah. He did it for you and you and you. I don't know what it is, hallelujah. All I know is, Lord, hallelujah, here I am, hallelujah. No man has condemned me, Lord, but here I am, hallelujah. I'm yours, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, I want everything you have for me, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Lord, even through the shame, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, being proud, hallelujah, here in the presence of all my accusers. Oh, God, I just want to be everything, hallelujah, that you want me to be, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I don't want to hold on to shame, hallelujah. Can't open my mouth, hallelujah. Can't pray, hallelujah. Can't lift you up, Lord God, because somebody else, hallelujah, might realize that I belong to you, hallelujah. But the word said that he was the light, hallelujah, that came into the world to shine in the darkness. And that means if I'm walking in darkness, Lord, shine on me, because your word, hallelujah, said that you would be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm reminded today that even the King David, hallelujah, he fell, hallelujah, and sinned before God. He accused, oh my God, he committed adultery. And yes, hallelujah, the word of God said, hallelujah, that he was fit for death. But hallelujah, how many know, hallelujah, that when his heart was convicted, he cried out, hallelujah. He didn't wait, hallelujah, to be left alone. But right when his heart was convicted, he began to cry out to God. Oh, hallelujah, against thee and thee alone, oh God, have I done this sin, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, blot out my transgressions, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, I want to be more like you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Put your hands together. Thank you, Lord. We got to want him more than we want the sin. I know sin is pleasure. Oh, yes, it is. It feels good, hallelujah, to be walking and living in sin. There's some things we do, hallelujah, or did do, hallelujah, felt real good, hallelujah. But the end result is death, hallelujah. And I would choose life today over death. Yes, I will. I'll choose life, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Will you choose life today? Will you choose the Lord today? Will you let him be your Savior today? Will you walk with him? Hallelujah. Will you let him lead and guide you? When you're in situations that you don't know how to get out of, will you just take a moment and kneel down and pray like Jesus did when he went to the mountain and wait for the Lord to speak? Because in his, hallelujah, infinite wisdom, oh, yes, it is. His infinite wisdom. He'll show you how to get out of the thing that you're in. Hallelujah. And if we, hallelujah, oh, my God, if we will live with standards, the world will know who we are, because we'll look like him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We'll be able to talk like him. We'll be able to lead somebody else to him. We don't have to preach a word, hallelujah, but they'll still see Jesus. I'm telling you, they'll still see him in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Get right, church, and let's go home. Hallelujah. Get right, church, and sin no more. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. He deserves all of us. Oh, glory to God. Bishop Haynes says, hallelujah, we can have as much of him as we want, hallelujah. Oh, bless the name. Oh, hallelujah, he gave all of him for all of us, hallelujah. He deserves the best, hallelujah. Oh, yes, he does. And some of us don't believe that you and I are the best, but we're the best, hallelujah. If we believed it, then we walk like we were. We stand up a little taller, hallelujah. Oh, yes, we would. We pray with the power of the anointing of God. We believe hallelujah, to be children of the King, all because he created us that way. All glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. And that's it, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for your word today, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you more than food. We need you more than water. Oh, hallelujah, you're the bread of life. Oh, hallelujah, you're living water, Lord. And fill us all today. Lord, if your word said, God, that you were sending back the comforter for us, then that's what we want. We want the comforter on the inside, hallelujah. Help us not to reject you, Lord. Help us, oh God, convict us where we stand and help us to be more like you. Put your hands together and give the Lord a praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The altar is open, hallelujah. Glory to God. The altar is open. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. If you have any need, anything that you've been desiring, anything, hallelujah, you're holding on to, let it go today because God wants you. Hallelujah. He came. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He came that we might live. Hallelujah. And that we might have life more abundantly. That's what he said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The enemy wants to take everything that we have. Hallelujah. But the altar is open. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you haven't been filled with the gift of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Our Father gives good gifts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you deserve the gift. Hallelujah. Come believing today. Hallelujah. Tune out everybody around you because this is between you and God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, bless every son and every daughter in this house today, Lord. Watch over your word, Lord, and perform it, oh God. Let every need be supplied in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. I gotta give you thanks. Because, Lord, everything that you have done, I didn't look at it now. I thank you, Lord, for the release of every chain. Everywhere I go, God, I gotta give you praise because you have heard my cry. We have been smothered by the grace of God and it has brought us joy. Therefore, Lord, we was able to make a joyful noise in this city. We have learned to forgive, and with that in mind, God, I just can't stop praising you. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. Amen.